Kick-Ass Best, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us with Kick-Ass Vets Podcast. This is episode 11, How Clinics Created the Locum. So, like every great superhero and villain movie, there are villains that are created by the heroes. If you think about the new Batman movies, that's kind of the Joker-Batman relationship that you see. And the same is true of the locum market. Clinics have created their own villain in the locum by how they've interacted with their employees and staff in the past. As also is true of every relationship and every interaction, there are two sides to every coin. So clinics perceive locums as the villain. They perceive them as this evil vet that is, you know, taking advantage of the poor clinic that's struggling to survive. They're the hero. They're trying to save the animals. They're trying to help the clients. They're sacrificing everything of themselves to keep their clinic going. And the locums are the evil villain trying to run them out of greed, run their business to the ground out of greed. The locums, on the other hand, look at the situation differently, of course. The locums see the clinics as unable to change and adapt and unable to meet their needs, even though they're asking. And they see the clinics as the villains for trying to take advantage of associate vets and staff and not providing an appropriate environment or compensation. And, you know, some of these locums see themselves as the hero for advocating for themselves and making those changes. A lot of times, though, locums don't see themselves as anything. They just see that they're not happy and they have an opportunity to better their lives and they take it. And they see the industry as the villain. So, you know, they see the clients, colleagues, work environments, conditions, all of these things combined as the villain. So it's important when we're talking about how locums were created and the clinic locum environment to kind of look at everything from two sides of the coin and look at how both the clinic and the locum can try to better their situations. So let's talk about how locums are born. Sometimes locums become locums just out of things that clinics can't control. You know, they might need complete freedom of their shifts due to other life commitments and just cannot be in a situation where they are needed to be available for such shifts. It might be stepping stones to other careers, or they might just need a bit of extra cash and are doing it on the side. The other reasons that people become locums are things that the clinics have a role in and can control. And a big important part of this is to understand and recognize the quote, people don't quit jobs, they quit managers. And, you know, this is true for a lot of locums. They're not necessarily quitting the job, they're quitting the situation and the manager. And by changing the work situation, the manager has the potential to keep these people as full-time employees. Obviously, the biggest thing that we're going to chat about is compensation. Many, many locum tales begin by asking for a raise that they feel is appropriate and fair and are denied for a myriad of reasons. And then the vet quits and a lot of times ends up locuming for that very same business for significantly more, sometimes double the rate that they were working for as a full-time employee. You know, I've been in situations where full-time vets are making $35 an hour. They ask for a raise to $40 an hour, and locums are making $80 an hour, and they're told no, and then they quit, and then they work for them full-time as a locum, making double the income. That is not an independent or unique tale. It happens all the time. Sometimes this happens because clinics will offer a raise if certain aspects are met. So, you know, added responsibilities, added education. And then once the employee and their associate has done their part by, you know, achieving that certificate or taking on that added responsibility, the clinics don't give them the raise. So the employee feels lied to. They feel taken advantage of. They feel that they worked hard to uphold their end of the bargain, and the clinic just completely ignored that. So they quit and they become a locum because they become disenchanted and feel no loyalty from the clinic. Another thing that you see that happens a lot, which is frustrating as a full-time employee, is you are working very hard as an associate vet for a clinic, and you see these locums coming in and they're making double per hour what you're making. They're getting all of the good shifts. And when you ask for a raise or you ask for, you know, better schedule or something like that, the clinic uses the, oh, we can't because we have to pay the locum, so it's not in the budget. So once again, the employee feels that they who are putting in the work and they're the full-time employee, they're the person that should be getting the priority of treatment, are being pushed aside for those locums. So why would you bother staying as an employee when the benefits of being an employee are being given to the locums instead of you? It just doesn't make any sense. So what can the clinics do regarding compensation to try to keep their vets? Well, it's obvious. Pay them more. Very often you can pay your vets more, and that's still less than the locum rate because most people do not want to leave a full-time position. Most people want stability in their job and want to have that known income. They want to have that security blanket. So by clinics putting their full-time needs first and giving them what they need financially to stay, then that is going to keep them there. And it is good for business. A lot of times clinics say, well, I can't afford to pay them more because my budget is going to the locums. Well, take a hit in the budget for that year, keep your full-time employee, and ultimately you're going to pay less because then you're not paying for locums. And that is good for business. And it's, you know, it costs a lot of money to hire a new employee. It costs a lot of money to train staff. Every time you have new staff, especially locums, that aren't there all the time, you're going to get loss of revenue by missing charges. So if you can keep your full-time employees, then you are definitely going to save money in the long run. So clinics need to take that financial hit in the short term to make that better, good for business decision in the long run. So what can vets do? Like I said, every one of these aspects, we need to look at it from the clinic side and from the vet side. Vets, as an associate vet that's kind of on the verge of becoming a locum because they're frustrated with compensation, first of all, you need to be valuable. You need to make sure that you're worth it to your clinic. You can check out our blogs. Make sure you are valuable to your clinic and you're pulling your weight and being the best possible employee that you can. Another important part is advocating for yourself. Make sure that you're keeping track of your progress, determine your worth, and talk to your boss. Let them know where you're sitting. Let them know where you are, what you're feeling, what you financially need. Give them an opportunity to meet those needs before jumping ship. As vets, because we are type A and because we're not the most confident people, we're also terrified of confrontation. So a lot of times vets will jump ship before talking to their employers. You know, they just say, oh, well, they didn't give me a raise and they should have, and that means they don't value me, so I'm going to leave. Well, did you ask for a raise? You need to ask for one. If you want help in prepping for that conversation, you can check out our blogs on interviews, negotiations, performance reviews. And if you're really not sure, you know, sign up for some consulting before that conversation, and we can talk about how we can maybe get you to the place where you financially need at your clinic so that you don't need to jump ship and go to locuming and you can stay in that job. So it's worth it, and it's important for you as a vet to give your employer that opportunity to hold up their end of the bargain. The next big reason that locums leave is opportunities for professional growth. So vets, especially in the age of millennials, we need stimulation. We need the opportunity for professional growth. That is what we want. And a lot of times vets leave clinics because there's no room for professional growth. You know, even clinics that say, oh yes, we support CE and we want to, you know, do good things, and, you know, they'll even send their vets to conferences. And then when those vets come back and try to implement those changes, they're denied. Or, you know, they say, no, we're not going to use metronidazole in every diarrhea case. And then they don't prescribe metronidazole to that next case. And then their boss comes in and prescribes it the next day. They don't jump on board. They don't take part in that growth. And that just stunts, you know, that lack of support from the employers, even if they've given the support to send the person to the conference, they've given that support of paying them for them to have time off. They're not supporting them in implementing changes within that clinic. And that in itself is incredibly frustrating to an employee. So having clinics realize that professional growth is important and necessary to everyone to stay motivated in their profession, and making sure that they're able to actually implement those changes when they come back from that learning point is really important. The other thing that clinics really need to recognize is that professional energy is a limited resource. And what I mean by that is if you have a vet that's overworked because you're short-staffed, they're burnt out day to day, they can barely hold on, they don't have the energy to go to a conference. They don't have an energy to go home and read about the latest in dental radiology. They are exhausted, and it's a resource that runs out. So if you have someone that is overworked and stressed, they don't have the emotional capacity to even think about learning something new. So it's really important for managers to understand and ensure that their staff isn't overworked and aren't at the point of compassion fatigue, so that they have the emotional capacity to learn something new. Because, you know, a lot of vets might not even recognize that lack of professional growth is what's making them upset. They just understand that they don't feel right. It's a manager's job to try to say, okay, what do you need? So what can clinics do? Let's jump right into it. Have performance reviews at least yearly and ideally every 6 months. Talk about CE and talk about what people want to do as professional development, and make it mandatory. Make your staff, you know, nurses, vets, reception, make everyone take part in something and then have them bring it back to the clinic, teach the clinic. So make them part of the process of their learning, and make sure that they're not burnt out going into this process so that they can actually handle it. And when you're staff comes back and they're super excited to try something new and implement new strategies and progress your profession, don't fight them on it. Because that's one of the most frustrating things to an employee is when you have these great new ideas, you're all excited, you come back, you're going to do everything, and then bam, you're just hit with a wall. You might as well have not gone to that conference. So it's a huge area where clinics very routinely fail because it's not even something that they recognize. So forcing employees to pursue CPD and pursue continued education and then bringing that back into the clinic and having a presentation and making everybody involved with it is really important. And on the flip side, what can vets do? Ask for your performance review. Demand your performance review. Make sure you're talking about what you need for professional development. Once again, give your boss the opportunity to meet your needs. They don't know if you don't tell them. So it's important that you tell them if you're burnt out and you don't have energy and if you're overworked. It's important that you work with them to create strategies and processes to make the environment a better place. And it's important for you to let them know, I am feeling stagnant. I feel that I'm not developing or growing, and I am feeling stagnant in this clinic. And is there a way that we can change that? Is there a way that we can work together to make this situation better for both of us? The next point I want to chat about is schedule. Schedule is so very important. You know, work-life balance is important. And given that clinics are open late, open on weekends, it's really important for vets to have a schedule that fits their needs. And what I mean by that is fits their independent individual needs. You know, someone that doesn't have kids and likes to travel is going to want to work longer days and less days so that they have big chunks of time off to travel. People with young kids are going to want to work shorter shifts so that they can be home, but they're happy to work every day while their kid's in school. Talk to your staff. Figure out what they need and what is important to each staff member. in order to figure out what's important in the scheduling. And do not prioritize your locum schedule over your full-time schedule, because once again, that's a huge sore point for employees and full-time associates, that they're working hard, they're being paid less, and once again, their priorities are put second string to the locums. Well, why wouldn't they just leave in locum? Also, schedule is important in terms of having a routine, having a good sleep schedule, and being able to handle any ups and downs in life, and being able to have a life outside of work, being able to plan something so that you can spend time with your kids or, you know, go to that dance class or whatever you want to do. So what can clinics do? Get to know your staff, figure out what's important to them and what isn't, and make a schedule ahead of time that your staff can plan around so that you can give priority to your staff. You can give them the respect of telling them what their schedule is going to be ahead of time. I can't tell you how many clinics where I've worked where I didn't know when I was working the next 2 weeks. How am I supposed to plan a life if I don't know when I'm going to be working? Having, even if you have gaps in that schedule that you still need to fill, publish it so that your full-time staff know when they're working so they can plan their lives. And if you publish it ahead of time, you'd be surprised. They're probably a lot more likely to help pick up extra shifts. What can the vets do? Your boss isn't going to know what you need unless you have a conversation. Once again, same thing. Give your boss the opportunity to meet your needs. Let them know whether or not you're able or unable to work overtime and what that means to you. If you're completely burning out, if you never see your kids, if you have no time for your life and that is making you miserable, talk to your boss and say, I can't handle working overtime. I need to make sure that I'm out on time. I don't want the money. I don't want the, you know, extra time off. I want to just be out on time. How can we change the systematic processes within the clinic to make that happen? You know, your mental health is your responsibility, so it's important for you to go to your boss and say, this is what I can handle, this is what I can't handle, and this is what I need in terms of a schedule, and see if they can meet your needs. So overall, once again, people don't quit jobs, they quit managers. A lot of times, locums are born because vets quit the manager that they're working for because their needs are not met. And a lot of times the locum's needs are met over the full-time employee's needs. So it's just really important for clinics to understand where their employees are coming from and where the locums are coming from, and in a hope to help prevent their employees from becoming their locums in the future. So, you know, once again, thanks for tuning in. And thanks for listening. And as always, advocate for yourself because you're the only one that will.